That's not you on saxophone, is it? No. I can see. That is the music. Byron B.K. Davis. He's a Steinway International artist. Going to be in concert coming up Sunday night. First in quite a while up in Davenport, Iowa. You can see the stylings of B.K. and his band. That'll be coming up this Sunday. We'll find out more about that. He's got a lot of Galesburg connections here and joins us here this morning. B.K., good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Thanks for coming in with us. It's been a while since we talked, and we were just talking off the air about, of course, the whole pandemic. I mean, you are used to, you're a world traveler. You've played music all over the world, but now it's been a while, and now opening up in Davenport.
Yeah, in Davenport at
Redstone Room
River, yeah. Music Experience. First time in 6 years that I've played Davenport.
So. Wow. So it's been a while. So you're about due, though, right?
Yes, it's time.
Yeah. Well, let's first talk about you are a Steinway International artist. I know we've had you on before, but I'm going to go through this again and talk about how that happens. Of course, you play the Steinway grand piano, and yeah, I guess you have to have a certain level of talent for them to make you. Names Elton John, some of the others I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Van Cliburn, yeah. Herbie Hancock, Diana, yeah. Krall, Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah. So you're in some pretty good company there.
Yes.
So what are the qualifications? How do, obviously they must approach you, and how does that happen?
The process is that, when you get, notification that there's interest, you put together your recordings that you've done on Steinway, and put together your recordings and DVDs and list of things, and then you're vetted worldwide. You send it to Manhattan, then from Manhattan to Hamburg, Germany, and then they vet you internationally, and that's basically the process. But it takes at least 6 months. Well, in my case, it took about 6 months, and I got a letter in the mail welcoming me, and man, it was amazing.
Yeah, that has to feel pretty good. But there's got to be times that obviously you can't lug the. I mean, obviously when you're on tour, yeah, you're lugging, not you, but somebody's lugging that grand piano along. But you're in the hotel room or whatever, you're traveling. Do you have like portable electronic keyboards or anything that you mess around with, or you're thinking you're writing or something like that?
No. Usually, whenever I perform, Steinway provides.
Okay.
Usually it's a 9-foot Model D concert grand for me to perform on.
So they're getting it there for you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good thing. That is a good thing. Byron B.K. Davis joining us here this morning. His concert coming up on Sunday in Davenport, the Redstone Room. It's 129 Main Street down to just right up from the Black Hawk Hotel, right?
Yes.
Just a couple of blocks off the riverfront there. All right. So let's talk. I know we talked before about this, but you have some serious Galesburg connections here. Yeah. You'd spent a lot of time here as a child and growing up, and some people who probably have heard you play and sing in church at some point.
Oh yeah. Growing up, my uncle, Roland McDougall from Fletcher McDougall Funeral Homes, and my aunt Rebecca. There's my all my cousins, Roland Jr. and Frida, and just the entire group.
Yeah, all Galesburg natives. So you spent so much time growing up and times. Well, and your dad was pastor here at church. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, there was a church that we had a church here in Galesburg. I don't remember the name of it. I think the pastor at that time who reported to my father. I think his name was Reverend Duncan, if I recall, Elder Duncan. That's to the best of my recollection.
going back a little ways, though. But you know, the music in you and in your body and in your soul came out early because at a young age, you were actually, what, directing the choir at church? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's a fact. And yeah. We spent, I guess 5-6 nights a week usually in church. And whenever there was music, you know, required, I would be there. And I would get the look or the nod or something, and I would be on the spot with the music. And that was my initial training, and I would train the choirs, not just here in Galesburg, but in Rock Island and in Macomb. And I can't remember all the other places where the churches were, but my dad and mom had 7 churches, and one of our churches was right here in Galesburg.
Wow. So a lot of time spent here in Galesburg. Byron B.K. Davis joining us here this morning. He'll be in concert on Sunday, the Redstone Room, downtown Davenport. For tickets, 309-373-0790. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. And you can get your ticket information there. So I want to talk more about the music growing up and kind of how that started in you. And in particular, the piano. Were you one of those? Did you sit down and it kind of made sense to you, or did you sit down and you have lessons first and then it kind of made sense? Or how did, because I know there are some people who just, they sit there and whatever, they pick up a guitar as a kid and it just makes sense and they can just play. Was that kind of the way things worked for you?
That was part of it. My mother showed me a lot of dominant sevens and basic blues structure, which encompasses a lot of American music.
Most of it.
Yeah.
If not all. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got that stuff down, you know, pretty pat, and just branched off from there. Initially, from prior to my church days, I would listen to the blues radio stations out of Chicago, and that's really where I cut my teeth, just with my ear glued to the radio. And then, of course, in church, I would hear the basic songs that we were singing, and I'd put a blues twist to it, and it worked out pretty good.
Gospel blues, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
B.K. Davis joining us here this morning. Yeah, it's really interesting. So and kind of now, do you – I don't – I know some artists don't like to pigeonhole themselves, but do you consider yourself – more of a jazz artist now, or just a musician?
I'm actually, I guess, if I were to classify, I would say a composer.
Okay,
a composer of a little bit of everything. You know, early on, there was a lot of radio and TV commercials that I wrote and penned, and we, you know, the assignments. As a staff writer, require a lot of variety, you know, a lot of variety. Yeah. So one day you might sound like Steely Dan, the next day you might sound like Pink Floyd.
You know? Yeah, you just never know. Yeah. And so, and were you coming up with lyrics also for like jingles and things like that? Or
yes, yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was my thing, lyrics and music.
Yeah. Steinway International artist B.K. Davis joining us. He'll be in concert on Sunday evening, the Redstone Room in Davenport from 5 to 7. You can get your tickets, just $15, 309-373-0790 for ticket information. So you were born and raised in Davenport, and going through – growing up, hearing and playing the different kinds of music, I guess, and that's kind of what it takes. I don't care what kind of musician you are, but being exposed to different kinds of music, and if you listen to, you know, whatever, some great rock guitar player, whether it's Eric Clapton or somebody that, you know, it's like, it's all these different music, types of music that influence them to become what they are today.
Yeah, it's the musical data that feeds the musical mind. I'm thinking of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, believe it or not. You know, a very simple melody, which was written by Mozart, you know. If you Google 12 variations on Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star by Mozart, you'll hear 12 marvelous, dazzling renditions of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
That's pretty amazing to think of. Yeah, then just what can come from? Yeah, like you said, even those original notes,
mm-hmm.
and where you can take it from there, and you know what, and no matter what genre with blues or jazz or R&B or rock, what can be done with it?
Yeah, and as a lad, these are some of the things that you know impressed me as how beautiful some of these simple melodies were, and then of course. In those days, Saturday morning cartoons, you know, Tom, there was the Flintstones and the Jetsons and, you know, the Flintstones was one of the songs I learned earlier, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Do you play it in concert?
No. In concert, Sunday afternoon, we're doing 15 of my original compositions from my catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we could do them all, but we'd be there all night long.
An example of what people are going to hear. It may sound like jazz in some respects. Some is going to sound like some R&B, or we're going to feel some gospel in there. What all are we going to hear?
You're going to feel a lot of... initially, the opening song is called Yes, It Is BK, or Yes, It's BK, and that's kind of like I got the idea from the sound of Freddie Mercury and Queen. That's the idea. So that opens up with quasi-classical, and then it goes into a rock type of thing in the vamp. And it's just one of the more fun compositions. And then we have a song that I wrote called Let Me Comfort You, and I'll be accompanied by a guest vocalist. Her name is Natalia Stiko, and she's from Russia. And she's going to join me. I'm going to sing the first verse in English. She's going to sing the same thing in Russian.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be cool. And we've got a variety of things like Esta Noche Hay Una Fiesta, which is a song in Spanish that I've written. And I sing the first verse in English. No. I sing the first verse in Spanish. Then I come back and sing in English. And we have another one called... Got a bunch of Latin and international sounding music. I've got one that sounds very, very Middle Eastern, where I throw some Arabic in there, and mm-hmm. so I sing with the Arabic and the English. And the
interesting, yeah, yeah. Because then you know, listening to somebody, I do hear like you said, sometimes the Latin influence in there, and it's just really, really interesting. It's like, okay, is this Chick Corea? No, it's BK.
Right, and you know, Tom. It's usually when I sit down to begin composing, I usually choose a Latin or West African rhythm. For example, I have a tune called Mango Juice, which is a clave, a 3-2 clave that sounds like this as far as the rhythm goes. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Like that. That's a clave. And then I began to build my lyric around the feeling that the rhythm gives me. And it's just a wonderful process, and I enjoy the entire thing.
In the writing process, what comes to you first, and is it consistent? Is it the sound on the piano, or is it, like you say, maybe percussion or rhythm, or sometimes lyrics, or does it change up for you different with different songs that you've written?
Many times I'll dream of a melody or a motif or a fragment of a melody. And what happens in my dreams, of course, I don't see pictures in my dreams. I see colors, you know, like greens and blues and aquas and turquoise and different things and rust. It's fall time, so I'll probably be dreaming.
Lots of orange and browns and
all the yellow leaves are brown.
You know. Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Interesting. BK Davis, his concert is this Sunday. First one in more than a year, right?
6 years.
First in Davenport in 6 years, just your first one that you played since the pandemic. Since what? More than a year?
A year. Yeah. I don't remember the date, but.
You played with the symphony in Burlington last,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. The Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
And I'm just really, really excited about sharing my original music from my catalog with everybody.
He's a Steinway International Artist. The concert this Sunday, the Redstone Room, downtown Davenport, just $15 for your tickets. And you can call 309-373-0790. So you'd be there with your band as well. And BK, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And if somebody wants to check out, they can find information about you on your website and hear a little bit of your music and say, hey, this is definitely something I want to check out.
Yeah, and my website is bkdavis.net.
Okay.
And the first 15 guests will get an autographed copy of my authorized autobiography called Ivory Towers, A True Story. And I'll be signing autographs and sharing my life story as a Steinway artist in the form of my book. So that's bkdavis.net.
You can find the book there, find music there as well. And yep, absolutely. He's a Steinway International Artist. Again, he'll be in concert this Sunday Sunday evening, starting at 5 o'clock, the Redstone Room in Davenport, Iowa. BK, thanks so much for your time this morning. I always appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you, Tom.